Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. We are back. We are at Aviva Trattoria in Malden having a wonderful time. And it's a beautiful Friday. A lot is happening in D.C. Nancy Pelosi is trying her very best to get this infrastructure bill passed, all the while people like Bernie Sanders and AOC are trying to sink that ship. In fact, Bernie Sanders told other Democrats they should try to tank the bill, which I just love. I love watching the infighting between Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. And recently, we just saw this news in the New York Post. Kayakers have hit Joe Manchin where he lives, over $3.5 trillion Biden spending bill. So they went.
It says, he lives on a houseboat.
Yes, he lives on a houseboat, which he's been made fun of before. It's very nice, though. It's luxurious.
But it's you see what it's named, Almost Heaven, you know, after that stupid John Denver song, Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
Oh, I like that song. West Virginia, Mount Mama, that one?
Yes. It's as bad as a Taylor Swift song.
You know, you're such a music snob, and a lot of people don't like your taste in music either, just so you know.
Nobody doesn't like the Kinks.
A lot of people don't like Bob Dylan.
Feet, and Bob Dylan's great. Oh, no.
Yes!
Why did I mention this? I'm the one who pulled this story up, and now I'm being suffered. No good deed goes unpunished.
Let's not try to disparage Joe Manchin for either his houseboat or his musical taste, okay? This guy's keeping us from a $3.5 trillion boondoggle.
So what is this boat terrorism? First, it was Charlie Parker getting the pink boat in front of his driveway in Swampscott, and now this is a boat that actually sails.
And it says, "Don't sink our health care."
The SS Welfare is circling Almost Heaven,
and they have a big blue sign that says, "Don't sink our health care." And I don't know the signage. I mean,
that is a very professionally done sign. That sign costs a lot of money for people who can't afford to pay for their own Egg McMuffins in the morning.
Do you think that they had a better leader leading the charge than the people at Charlie Baker's house? It seems a little bit more highbrow.
Well, for one thing, the boat is in the water and it's not sinking.
You know, it's not bright pink.
I don't know about. I don't think climate emergency was, seaworthy. Let's put it that way.
Well, this $3.5 trillion bill that some people at the congressional baseball game and some people on the boats near Joe Manchin's house seem to be very, very hot on. It's not going over as well with the moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. And despite the fact that Biden, Pelosi, and Psaki have told us it's going to cost us $0 and it's going to be great for all of us ordinary Americans, it would appear that some people are still hesitant. But I have good news, Howie. David Brooks wrote a piece in the New York Times.
You know, he's a conservative, supposedly.
Well, he's a conservative, like Bill Kristol's a conservative, like Nicole Wallace and Jennifer Rubin.
Anna Navarro.
Yeah. So this piece is called, This Is Why We Need to Spend $4 Trillion,
right,
According to David Brooks. We should also give people a background. Was he the one who wrote about Obama's
creases in his trousers?
Okay. And he cried during Biden's inauguration.
Yeah. He was either born in Toronto or Moscow. He was not born in Malden, Massachusetts, though. I know that. Or Portland, Maine.
He says, I've spent the last few weeks in a controlled fury, and I'm not normally.
Oh, a controlled. There's nothing worse than a rhino in a controlled fury.
I would say I got through the first sentence, but I didn't because I haven't even finished it yet. And I'm not normally a fury kind of guy. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and others are trying to pass arguably the most consequential legislative package in a generation.
Yeah, the fall of the Roman Empire was pretty consequential, too, but it doesn't mean it was good news. World War II was consequential as well. Again, same thing.
By the way, I'm going to skip around here for everyone's sake, but he says, what did I sense in my recent travels across five states? Indifference. Have we given up on the idea that policy can change history? I can practically hear the spirits of our ancestors crying out, the ones who had a core faith that this would forever be the greatest nation on the planet, the New Jerusalem, the last best hope of Earth.
Go back to Canada.
The Democratic spending bills are economic packages.
That's no knock on Canada either. That's a knock on David Brooks.
They are economic spending packages that serve moral and cultural purposes, like tree equity. They should be measured by their cultural impact, not merely by some wonky analysis. In real, tangible ways, they would redistribute dignity back downward.
You know what I hold in my hand, Grace? I hold here five pages of what's in this piece of excrement. Would you like me to read you some of the stuff? I think the founding, they want to spend $80 billion on public housing projects.
Howie, are you talking about...
How public housing projects worked out in the United States since the end of World War II? A couple of people at the bar are laughing. I mean, you don't have to have lived in a public... All you have to do is drive by a public housing project. How about this one? Provides $10 billion, to support the planning and development of public high-speed rail projects. So in other words, not building high-speed rail projects, which are always a disaster and which they just ended in California, but for the planning and development. This means, in other words, people who sit in offices in front of computers all day and then go on private jets to conferences to discuss the planning and development of public high-speed rail projects. $10 billion.
Excuse me, I'll let you go one for one. You read one, and I'm going to read you what David Brooks says, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? These packages say to the struggling parents and the warehouse workers,
struggling.
I see you. Your work has dignity. You are paving your way. You are at the center of our national vision.
Provides $13.5 billion in spending on electric vehicle infrastructure to support an electric vehicle charging network. So, in other words, the bundlers for Biden and Obama are going to sell, you know, these charging stations that they're going to build for $10,000. They're going to sell them for $10 million. That's what this is all about.
They would support hundreds of thousands of jobs for home health care workers, child care workers, construction workers, metal workers, supply chain workers. They would ease the indignity millions of people face having to raise their children in poverty.
How about the indignity I face paying taxes? Provides $17.5 billion to help decarbonize federal fleets and buildings. In other words,
what does that mean?
These scam green contractors are just going to, again, they're going to give the federal government a dollar's worth of work for $1 million. Yeah, right. How much? And the guy at the bar says, how much coal do we have to burn to fuel the electric charging stations? That's why I call them coal-fired vehicles.
Excuse
I'm going to buy me a
How
new coal-fired
you?
Tesla.
To the man at the bar, I'm going to tell you something right now. John, this is from David Brooks to you. This is how you fortify a compelling moral identity. So don't worry about the coal and the burning. This is how you fortify a compelling moral identity. What more do I have to say?
$18 billion. Towards home energy efficiency and appliance rebates to reduce energy use, a rebate. So in other words, whatever the energy saving device is, they can raise the price by 500% because they're going to get a rebate from the government of 400%. And they're only going to make twice as much profit on it.
I hear that.
And by the way, everything, all the devices will be made in China.
Hey, I hear that. I'm going to raise you something else from David Brooks. Statecraft is soulcraft.
Provides $10 billion in grants for next generation 911 services to make them more accessible and efficient. This is on the same day that Austin, Texas, the capital of the Lone Star State, announces that they're not going to have police responding to most 911 calls anymore. Because that is the next generation of 911. You call and the police don't arrive.
These packages say, we support the choices you have made in the places where you have chosen to live. People can decide for themselves. Do you want to go based off Howie's facts or David Brooks's imagination?
And again, something I discussed the other day. How are they going to pay for this? If all those low-income workers, who struggling workers in the warehouses and all that, if they smoke cigarettes, now they're going to have to not just pay a dollar federal excise tax. They're going to have to pay a $2 federal excise tax. But Joe Biden's not going to raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year, because nobody who smokes cigarettes makes less than $400,000 a year, right?
Yeah, let's take a call. Lisa, you're next with Grace and Howie. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes. Well, how soon do you think it will be, as soon as they sign the infrastructure deal, that the coronavirus vaccine mandates and mask mandates will be gone?
I don't know. Do you think that, Howie? I really thought that once Joe Biden won the presidency that they would be gone, so I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
So I think this has become more than just politics for them. It's become religion.
COVID is a barrel of fun if you're the one giving the orders. Just look at Charlie Parker. You know? We got another guy sitting at the bar. Charlie Parker drove his restaurant out of business. But, you know, Charlie just goes, yay! Yay! He's freed you from job lock. You don't have to go to the restaurant anymore.
All right, now we'll be right back with more. We'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. We're at a Viva Trattoria in Malden, having a great time, eating some great food. You can come down here, get a free book from Howie Carr. And when you hear Malden, you might be worried about parking, but there's actually free parking at the Jackson Street parking garage. It's right behind the restaurant. You just go past the restaurant, take a left. The parking's right there, and you can get your ticket validated, get it for free. Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. Jared, you can tell people about that because we've seen it work in the office.
Yeah, if your boss microwaves fish or, you know, any other bad food that gets microwaved, bad food smell, paint smell, we had painting last week. You just plug in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you turn it on, and within minutes, it starts sending out those ions and ionizes the air, which creates a super oxygen. And what that means is it gets rid of any odors. It also can get rid of viruses, allergens, pollutants, anything nasty in the air that you don't want to be breathing. And I even have one in my car because it comes with a little USB cable. You just plug it in, plug it into your USB port in your car, you turn it on, and you get fresh air in the car, especially when you're sitting in traffic on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and allergies are going to kick back up a little bit with the change of season, so make sure you get on that. Right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. It actually ends this Sunday, so if you've been waiting on it, this is going to be one of the last reminders from me until it runs out. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code word GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEBOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. From the New York Post, Biden scrambling in desperate last-ditch bid to salvage agenda. I don't know if it's going to work. Nancy Pelosi keeps telling us that every single day she's like, the vote's going to happen today, and then it doesn't happen. So we'll just have to wait and see. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
These country roads take me home.
Howie, how do you not like this song?
I've
been alone. This is a great song. Mount Mamu.
You know what I want to sing when I hear this song? Thank God I'm a city boy.
I'm starting to think you have very bad taste in music.
What's your name?
I mean, this is a classic.
Mary.
All right, so let's get Mary. Back
A
to
A or O.
How you have your microphone
Mary.
On?
Mary. Okay.
Hold
Thanks
on, everyone.
To Mary.
He's...
Yeah, Mary. Okay, thank you. I'm just doing a book here. Anyone wants to come down and get a book, you can get a book. We got some plug uglies now, but we got other books as well.
And we're doing a show too, my friend.
I know we are.
All right.
By the way, can we make a pitch here from? For
yeah, go ahead. You've already taken over, so you might as well just read your pitch.
Right, and we're trying to get a couple of referendum questions onto the ballot for the 2022 ballot, and one is to require voter ID at the poll before you vote, and the other one is to stop Charlie Parker's proposed 150% increase in the gasoline tax to make gasoline unaffordable for deplorables. For people who don't read David Brooks in the New York Times. So we're getting signatures through November, middle of November. We've got to get 80,000. So we're starting the campaign. It's been going on for a while now, but if you want to...
Did this just happen?
Yes. We want to find out... If you want to find out where to go to sign the petition or to volunteer for the voter ID, it's massvoterid.com, and it's all over the place in Massachusetts on Saturday, especially on Saturday, but a little bit less on Sunday. And if you want to stop the gas tax, you can go to stoptcigastax.com, stoptcigastax.com, to find out where to go to sign the petition. A lot of places, a lot of market baskets, but there are other places as well. Cape Gunworks is from 12 to 4 tomorrow. You can sign both petitions down in Hyannis. But I tweeted it out. I tweeted out the addresses. We'll read them again. But go to those two websites and find out where you can sign these petitions to ensure election integrity and to stop the Charlie Parker gas tax.
Yeah, and it is strange, Howie, and you talked about this the other day, that all of those climate activists were outside of Charlie Baker's house with the pink boat when he seems to be on their side.
Yeah, he does.
You know what it's like? It's like the people who had the big sign on the Golden Gate Bridge that said, override the parliamentarian. And it's like, you understand that everyone you're putting in traffic, everyone you're ticking off, is probably on board with your idea.
Right. Right, but it's, you know, the thing is, it has such a ring to it. Override the parliamentarian. Override the parliamentarian. Just really comes right off your tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here's a little update. If you missed this, Kamala Harris was speaking with students recently, and this was at George Mason University, and a student actually accused the Jewish state of committing ethnic genocide.
With the help of the United States.
And Harris basically just nodded along and said, you know, platitudes like, oh, your truth should be heard. And now her staff is trying to quell this disaster because they don't want her to come off like she's anti-Israel.
You know how it is? The Iranian state TV is running clips of this.
Yep.
That's how bad it is.
But you know what, Howie? The truth is that I think that when Kamala Harris is in front of a crowd, first of all, she's very uncomfortable. She's very awkward. But we've had times where someone has said the R word to her and she laughed along. I don't think she would ever push back. She kind of like panders to the different audiences. So if someone after that student had said something pro-Israel, she probably would have said the same thing. Good for you. Your voice should be
right.
Heard.
But see, a guy like Mike Pence, her predecessor as vice president, I mean, he would be very cautious. He'd be listening to every syllable that she said. And he'd say, I support your right to say that. We have a First Amendment, but you're totally wrong.
Yeah.
You're totally wrong. It's just like, you know, that he would never be in a room by himself with a member of the opposite sex because he knew that he could get into trouble even if nothing happened.
He was very well trained as a politician.
And people laughed at him. You know, remember that when that came out? And it turns out that was a really cagey, smart move on his part to do that.
And you know what it's kind of like, Howie, now that I think of it? It's like when we take a caller. You have to pay attention to what they're saying, because if they say something and you go, oh, yeah, sure thing, and you're not listening, if it's something bad, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So you have to be there so you can say, like you said, Howie, you have every right to say that. I disagree. But she didn't do that. She nodded along.
Yeah.
And now a lot of these pro-Israel groups are very, very upset, as they should be. But I think it's becoming more and more clear that the Democrats are not pro-Israel.
Well, you think they were... they also should have been upset when the squad tried to get him to oppose sending $1 billion for the Iron Dome defense system in Israel. It wasn't going to kill any Palestinians. It was just going to defend everybody inside Israel from being attacked by Palestinian terrorists.
All right, we'll be right back with Crazy Karen Friday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. It's all about inflation. Every month, your dollar buys less. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr.
We have an ethical problem revolving around one of our congressmen, Barney Frank. Well, Barney answered an ad some years back in the newspaper called the Washington Blade. Here's what it said. Exceptionally good-looking, personable, muscular athlete is available. Hot bottom plus large endowment equals a great time, and it's signed Greg.
Well, Barney answered the ad. They had sex. After they had sex a few times, Barney said he decided to hire this fellow, Hot Bottom, as a consultant, and that he was going to try to rehabilitate him. Barney said he paid him $20,000. He neglected to get Hot Bottom's Social Security number, apparently.
But he did come forward and admit he made a mistake in trying to...
His exact words were, "I was suckered." An unfortunate choice of words, I think we all agree.
You've been hearing me talk about Superbeats for a while now, and I'm sure some of you are still thinking, why Superbeats? You could take it from me. The benefits of Superbeats are incredible. I take them twice a day. Once in the morning when I get up, even before I have my first cup of coffee, and the other time in the afternoon, right before the show. It gives me a burst of energy. It's great for my blood pressure. It's good for circulation. It just makes you feel better. If that doesn't convince you, we can talk about the science behind Superbeats. Beets have nitrates. Nitrates support better blood flow, and better blood flow equals better energy and efficiency throughout the body and even supports healthy blood pressure. But Super Beets does so much more than eating regular beets and is unparalleled compared to other beet powders. Just one scoop of Super Beets has the nitric oxide equivalent of three whole beets. Go to superbeetsradio.com/Howie and try out Super Beets yourself. www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie.
Hello, all the participants of tonight's event.
We can overcome the deadly virus. We can reward work.
We will reclaim our credibility.
The pandemic. We need all our strength to persevere. Rural versus urban.
America. America built of decency.
I took it to instill public confidence in the vaccine. President-elect Harris took hers today for the same reason.
Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency.
All my colleagues I serve with in the House and the Senate up here.
James Joyce was said to have told a friend,
I understand they worry about their jobs. I understand, like my dad, they lay in bed staring at the ceiling.
Yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony.
Come on, give me a break, man.
You ever noticed how Charlie Baker's becoming very recognizable these days?
I just want to continue to urge all of us to recognize and understand that we need to be patient here because we recognize the importance without recognizing and understanding that some things are going to change. We recognize that COVID hasn't affected every community the same way, and understanding and recognizing, and I think it's important for people to recognize and understand that
and I've said this before, we recognize there's a hesitancy around the vaccine, honoring, recognizing, and appreciating. But I think the goal here is to recognize and understand, but we recognize that the call center is to try to give people options and to recognize that we are teeing this up, but we recognize that ensuring access isn't enough. Please be patient and recognize and understand. I can't tell you how important it is for people to recognize and understand. I think the most important thing we need to do is recognize that one of the best things a good manager does is recognize.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, here's a little bit of breaking news. The United States will not be lifting the travel ban for double-jabbed British passengers until November 8th. And also, the latest out of California. Howie, doesn't it feel like since Governor Gavin Newsom was allowed back in, I mean, not that we ever got rid of him, but he seems to have like a second wind or something. He's really on a roll lately.
Did he not see that story that you were just discussing with the physician, that the number of infections, forget deaths, forget hospitalizations, the number of infections are down? And
25%. 25%. And I bet no one in here has heard any of that on the mainstream news networks. No one talks about cases have fallen 20. That's a big chunk. That's a fourth. 25%, that's great news. Everyone should know that. And instead, it's nowhere.
There was also a survey that in Chicago yesterday that that the parents, black parents, are twice as likely to be hesitant to get their kids jabbed than white parents or Asian parents. You know, so I mean, who does he think he's really offending here? I mean, he's offending everybody who believes in freedom. But
I have to tell the news first.
It's more worrisome for more black people than other ethnic groups.
What Howie's referring to is that Gavin Newsom just announced a vaccine mandate for K-12 students days after opposing one for prison guards. California kids made the mistake of not giving millions to his campaign. That's from Kevin Kiley, who also was running for governor.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just outrageous the way they're trying to keep this thing going. And you know, I'm with you. I thought it was going to end when Biden was selected as president, but they're just enjoying this way too much.
Yeah, I mean, I really did think it was going to end. I remember November 7, 2020, Joe Biden was declared president of the United States. All the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, they all had their masks off, yelling into bullhorns, celebrating in the streets. But then I think, Howie, you're right. They realized that this thing was too valuable to let go that easily. And that if you know, sure, it
power
helped Joe.
Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Or as Henry Kissinger updated it, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And been hassling people in the, you know, when you can virtue signal at the same time. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said it's just the most intoxicating type of power that there is. That's the word for it, too, power.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And then before we get to Crazy Karen Friday, I did want to tell you this, Howie. More than half of Trump supporters and 41% of Biden supporters want red and blue states to secede from one another and form two new countries. What are your thoughts on that idea?
I guess I'm going to own property in two different countries if it happens.
Yeah.
In one of the reddest states and one of the bluest states.
I have a feeling if you have to choose one, I think I know which one you'll go to.
Yes, I'm going to it tomorrow, and I'll be having lunch by the Atlantic Ocean in the warm breezes of Palm Beach County.
You don't have to rub it in, Howard. All right, now without further ado, it's time for Crazy Karen Friday.
Her name could be Gina or Beth. She just wants a latte.
I'm putting you on citizen's arrest
right now. Are
you
serious? For what?
But with a slight inconvenience, she grows angry and outraged.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company.
And a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Hey, I have seen you around this neighborhood too many times. This is ridiculous.
She becomes the Crazy Karen.
You being a bitch is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
Ma'am, I'm trying to...
Ah! Welcome to Crazy Karen Friday. This is the time of the show where Jared shares with us the craziest stories of the week from the hall monitors, the tattletales, the Karens. Jared, go ahead.
All right, this one amuses me. I call it Mushroom Karen Gets Her Button Pushed. Get it? Button mushrooms?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so this is Karen. This was posted as Mushroom Gate. And it reads, my husband, who is a horticulturist, and I have been marveling and enjoying a couple of ginormous mushrooms growing on our front lawn. While we were not at home, a man stopped and asked my young son, who is obviously not the homeowner, if he could pick these beautiful mushrooms. My son, who doesn't know any better, gave the man, who absolutely should have known better, permission to take some of the belongings that don't belong to either of them. I am so incredibly upset. These mushrooms don't grow every year, and they have been growing all summer. I consider that this POS man stole and trespassed. Many types of these mushrooms can go for $15. We are working on a description of this man, and I will report him to the police department. If he is ever on my property again, I will absolutely press charges.
I have so many questions. Did she say how old her son is?
She did not, but if the son is not obviously old enough to make this decision, should he really be left home alone?
No, that's what I mean.
And you're assuming it's a five-year-old kid or something.
Why is she complaining? I thought she was a Karen. Doesn't she believe in mushroom equity?
That's a good point. You have to pay your fair share.
Not until Karen. The new infrastructure bill. Mushroom equity is not a thing yet.
She should really come to Aviva because they use mushrooms in their dishes and they're locally sourced. She wouldn't have to worry about growing her own. I mean, that's one of those things, though.
You know what she could do for in defense? She could plant a few toadstools, and then the guy could come back, and he'd be poisoned, and then it wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, my gosh. Let's not go that far. I think that she should be mad at anyone.
She seems very angry about this.
She should be mad at her son.
She should be mad at herself.
No, that's when you get mad at your son, and you say, why would you give a random stranger permission to pick the mushrooms? And it's not the guy's fault. He got permission. What? He wasn't trespassing.
And why is he talking to a random stranger? Stranger danger. Is that not a thing anymore?
Yeah, hasn't he ever seen the movie Home Alone or Home Alone 2 or Home Alone 3?
Yeah, this lady's got to build some sort of fence for her mushrooms.
Build a wall.
Yeah, build a wall for those mushrooms. All right, what else, Jared?
All right, so this is Microwave Karen. Apparently, somebody found this on the refrigerator at work. Obviously, you're too incompetent to use a basic kitchen appliance, considering you almost burnt the whole place down yesterday. I'll give you a step-by-step instruction on how to use a microwave. Step 1. Put something in the microwave. Step 2. Choose time. Step 3. Press start. Step 4. Remove item.
This person's got way too much time.
Yeah.
On his hands in the work day.
Howie, you were cleaning the microwave the other day.
I was. It was very dirty.
That's a good coworker.
Howie actually cleans the kitchen quite a bit. He does.
I cleaned the refrigerator this morning. Someone, spilled some of the beef stew or something, and it was hardened. And I thought, I'm not going to be back here for 6 weeks, and it's really going to be yucky when I come back in November.
I threw away some of your shredded cheese today.
That's okay.
It was very old and smelly.
Had we gotten the green mold on top of it yet?
Yeah, I was like, if he pulls this out of the trash, I give up. Good luck to him.
It's like Costanza pulling the eclair. Was it an eclair that he pulled out
of
the trash?
Yes, the eclair. The people who leave signs on things and in the workplace, it's like, you know, if you're that mad about it, just say it to someone's face. The sign is just so passive-aggressive. Speaking of food, though, I did want to tell this story really quickly. It's not a Karen story, but there's a school in New Jersey, Howie, and they were posting pictures of the lunches that they're giving to the kids. It's pretty insane. Look at this. Look at this photo. It looks like a pancake, right? And a side of carrots. It's actually processed turkey with, like, a little bit of gravy on it. That's what they're giving kids to eat.
They better give them blindfolds before they feed them so they don't see what it looks like.
These school lunches have really gone downhill. When I was a kid, the school lunches were delicious. Pizza, tacos, tuna Tuesday.
The thing is, too, that, you know, restaurants spend all this money, you know, taking photographs for the menus or the websites of the it's like that place took a picture to make the food look as unappealing, unappetizing as imaginable.
It looks like the food from the Fire Festival, where it's like a slice of bread with a slice of cheese on top. And on a serious note here, there's been a shocking video that's on the cover of the New York Post right now that shows Mexican cartel members lined up on their knees and taunted moments before they are executed by a rival gang. Really scary stuff. We'll keep you posted on that. 844-500-4242. We will be back with more Howie Carr, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
All right, so Howie's always talking about the dessert at Aviva Trattoria, and for good reason, the cannoli, the tiramisu, it's all amazing. But you guys know me, and if I'm an expert on anything, it's a delicious cocktail. I'm looking around the restaurant today. Yeah, that VIP's holding them up. Everyone's showing me their cocktails. They look amazing. Make sure you check out the drink menu. Get down to Aviva Trattoria in Malden. We will be here till 6 o'clock. Howie's got free books, and we're going to have a lot more fun. During Howie's show, we have police blotter facts. We have all sorts of things coming up. Now, Howard, we're going to keep it light for this last segment. Thank you, by the way, for joining me.
My pleasure.
But before we go to my next topic, which I think you're going to enjoy, Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEBOGO. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which agency of the Biden administration is the most corrupt? The CDC or the FBI?
Oh, the FBI. It doesn't even come close.
72% believe it is the FBI to 28% for the CDC.
All right. Now, Howard, this is the
you
last.
You could have put in some other ones, too, though, you know.
I know.
The Internal
only
Revenue
so much time.
Service.
All right, but let's
mind immediately.
Let's get to the topic that I've been waiting for all day. Powerball's jackpot is now $620 million, ranking it among the 10 largest U.S. lottery prizes. Howard, you know what I'm about to ask. You win the $620 million.
Yes.
Or, you know, probably more realistically, the mailroom manager wins. What do you do?
I used to think that I would keep working, but I begin to think I would I'd probably keep working for a little while, you know? And then, but I would, I think I would reread the Brothers Bulger and try to recreate how Whitey vanished in 1994.
You'd want to vanish?
Yeah, I would, start taking money and putting it here and there and, you know, come up with a few fake identities.
Why? Do you think we'd all be after you for it?
Just in case, just to be on the safe side.
Well, $620 million, I mean, you're going to have to give us something, right?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not going to be $620 million. Just cut it in half, $300 million.
All right, well, right. So then,
after taxes.
So then what do I get?
You probably get, we'll pay you, you can have free rent at the studio. We just
mailroom manager already told me she wins $620 million. She's giving me $1 million. You can't even give me a figure. You're saying free rent at the studio?
That's a good studio we have.
Thank God if anyone wins, it's going to be her, not you, because you don't even buy the tickets. And guess what? You're getting zero if
the
I
The last
win.
Time there was a big win in the Carr family, I'm the one who bought the ticket.
Oh, really?
That was when she when I
but,
won
But
won
Kathy's
the
saying it was her name
I won. I won a Porsche in Connecticut. That was one of those, you know, you've heard of Pyrrhic victories? They said, "You've won a Porsche, Mr. Carr. You can come down to Hartford and pick it up." And I said, "That's great." And they said, "But before we turn it over to you, you have to bring a check for $12,000
for
the taxes." And that's when I knew what a Pyrrhic victory was. I always read about them, but I never really understood it.
You felt firsthand. It in that moment.
Yes. What, you know what King Pyrrhus said? One more victory like this and I am ruined.
Now, Howard, would you buy any more houses?
Yeah, I might. I'd get another condo probably in Florida for the kids. No, the mailroom manager says no. I wouldn't get a house. I don't need a house. I don't want to have to worry about hurricanes and stuff like that and getting the pool cleaned and, you know, the shrubs, you know, having to worry about getting the palm trees taken care of and all that stuff. I like a condo, but I might get a bigger condo or a second condo.
That's nice. Are you going to ask me what I would do?
What would you do, Grace? I thought you were just going to come visit me and go rent-free to the studio for 3 years.
Well, yeah, I would definitely buy, like, a couple more properties. But I think I would go to, like, a lot of – you know what I would do a lot of?
What?
I would get, like, beauty treatments every single day. I would get, like, one facial a day, one massage a day, get my nails done, get my hair blown out. Get my makeup done. I would be like a Kardashian. That's what I would do.
Oh, I know what I would do. I would get two nice new black pugs named Roscoe and Elroy.
That's good. I should add in, I would give my parents a good chunk of change because they've been very helpful towards my life. But you know what? Oh, yeah. And I would give the mailroom managers getting upset. You would get something. Maybe like $5 million? Yeah, but it's interesting because sometimes we do this as a segment, but what people end up calling in and saying is I would give a lot to charity, which is nice, but it's not that.
I think when people really think it through or if they're being truthful, they would answer the way I did, which is they would arrange for themselves to vanish.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to say she wouldn't tell anyone. She would go off grid. She wouldn't tell a single soul because you know what starts happening.
Right. Everybody comes by with knocking on the door.
Your friend from second grade. Oh, Grace, remember me? No, I don't remember you.
Yeah. And you know, charities, you know. I mean, we've gotten two, you know, Jay from Chelsea died. Maybe I shouldn't tell the story. But, you know, it said if you want to leave a tribute to Jay, please donate to the Red Sox Foundation. I would donate to the Jimmy Fund if it said that, but I'm not donating to the Red Sox Foundation. That's like donating to the Boston Globe Foundation. The Boston Globe wants to kill me. Why am I going to give them money? It's the same people, the Boston Globe, the Red Sox.
Yeah. Would you buy a houseboat like Joe Manchin?
No, I would not buy a houseboat. I would not even go for a boat ride. No, I'm not into boats.
I would buy the John Denver catalog just so nobody could play.
I don't know. If you stay on the right radio stations, you never have to worry about being assaulted by John Denver or Taylor Swift.
All right. We are here at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. Everyone should come by. Howie is going to be here from 3 to 6. And we've got a lot of fun planned, Howie. We've got Police Blotter Facts Friday. And you know what? You've been sending me stories all day, really good police blotters.
They really are good,
but
I must say.
But speaking of the Red Sox, did you see the story that's on the cover of the Post now?
No. What is it?
It involves a Red Sox fan who's a woman, and it involves phlegm.
Phlegm.
Need I say more? Everyone's ears just
Was this
up.
At Fenway Park, or
yes.
Was this at Fenway?
Come on,
huh?
Man.
I think it was Fenway phlegm. Nope, keep going down. You'll see it. It's really crazy. The woman, I think she got into some sort of argument. And in the picture, you can see her getting ready to huck a loogie. Like, she's real. I'm sorry. I know people are eating. Excuse me for that. But pretty crazy stuff. 844-500-4242.
Oh, I see it. It is Fenway. Yeah.
Free. Okay, so Marcy just came over to me and said, free slices if you come in and mention Howie. Free slices of pizza. I had to be sure before I said it. Free slices of pizza if you come in to the Aviva Trattoria
and get
in
a free
Malden.
Book. You get free books if you come in, too, and get your picture taken. Everybody give Grace a big round of applause here for her show today. Good job, Grace. Grace will be with us throughout the day.
Yes, and don't forget free parking, so come on down. We'll be back in a little bit. This has been the Grace Curley Show.